The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, it's Friday, June the 14th, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And of course, I'm your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome all of our viewers, our listeners tonight, you guys on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Rumble, whatever platform you may be watching or listening from. We want to welcome to the program. Listen, if you're new, do me a favor. Let us know in the comment section below that you are new, and we'd love to hear where you guys are joining us from. And before we get started, we got a lot to cover tonight. Please smash that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Help us push our material out on these platforms and their algorithms. And you can do that simply by taking just a few seconds and hitting that like button. And hitting the bell notification and subscribe button is for your benefit to keep up with us and all that we do. So I want to talk about, here's the subject we're going to talk about. Is it checkmate? Are we about to see checkmate for the United States of America? By definition, if you were to look up what is the definition of checkmate, for you guys that play chess, you probably already know this, but I'm just going to read this definition by the term of checkmate. It means to, listen to this very carefully, to achieve a winning position in chess in which you have put the other player's king under a direct attack from which it cannot escape. I'm going to say that last part again. When someone says checkmate in a game of chess, it means to put the other player's king under a direct attack from which it cannot escape. Now, why am I equating that tonight to the United States of America? Well, in order, I'm going to build a foundation on this tonight. We're going to give you a lot of reports. I'm going to share with you some dreams and what possibly could be lying in the days ahead for the great nation of America, or the great nation it once was. I want to take you on a trip on memory lane. I'm going to remind you of some stuff, and then it's all going to come together for you when we get into this. I want to show you this. This was back on June 3rd, so this was last week. The Kremlin warned Washington that it was making a fatal miscalculation by supplying Ukraine United States weapons inside Russia. Putin, when this information was passed along, when it was reported that this was happening, the deputy foreign minister of Russia on Monday warned the U.S. against this potential fatal consequence. He warned that there would be fatal consequences of allowing Kyiv to deploy U.S. supplied weapons against targets inside of Russia. Quote, and I'm reading this right here on your screen so you could see this. I would like to warn American leaders against miscalculations that could have, quote, fatal consequences. We'll talk about that more in this program. For some unknown reason, they underestimate the seriousness of the rebuff they may receive. Again, this comes on the heels of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken stating that the White House had approved a Ukrainian request to deploy U.S.-supplied weapons against targets in some Russian territory. Again, Russia, along with Putin and other political figures inside of Russia, has warned America and the West over and over again that if you get involved directly in this war, if you supply weapons in this war to Ukraine to defend Ukraine against us, you're setting yourself up for, again, quote, fatal consequences, repercussions. And they've used the N-word over and over again, and I'm talking about nuclear. In fact, Russia and Putin has used the word nuclear so many times on so many different occasions that people has kind of waxed cold to it. They've become numb to this. It's almost, again, like the boy cried wolf. And they're not moved. They're not moved with fear. They're not moved with concern. There's no worry. And they actually believe that Putin is bluffing. But recent developments are very interesting in regards to this entire scenario, and we want to get you up to par with that.
The big news making international headlines, a nuclear-powered Russian submarine and three Russian ships arrived in Cuba today. What are these warships doing so close to the United States?
There's your question. What are they doing so close to the United States?
CBS's David Martin reports tonight from the Pentagon.
Having passed just 30 miles off Florida, a four-ship Russian flotilla pulled into Havana today, led by a warship and a submarine, both armed with guided missiles, and greeted by a 21-gun salute. While the submarine is nuclear-powered, U.S. officials say there's no indication it is carrying nuclear weapons.
We, of course, take it seriously, but these exercises don't pose a threat to the United States.
It's not the first time Russian warships have pulled into Cuba. But U.S. officials say this appears intended by Vladimir Putin as a high-profile response to the Biden administration's support for Ukraine.
There's your answer. So again, this was a direct response. And there is an article out there that stated that this was Russia's indication to America that you are not untouchable and that we can touch you. Let's listen on here.
The frigate has been used in the past to test one of Russia's newest hypersonic missiles.
We're always constantly going to monitor any foreign vessels operating near U.S. territorial waters.
Two American destroyers plus two ships specially equipped with sonar for tracking the submarine, along with Navy patrol planes, even sail drones, shadowed the Russian flotilla as it made its way across the Atlantic into the Caribbean. The Russian ships are expected to remain in Havana until next week before getting underway again, perhaps for Venezuela. When they do, officials say, the U.S. Navy will start shadowing them again.
A nuclear-powered submarine in Havana evokes memories of the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said today there is no evidence Russia is transferring nuclear missiles to Cuba.
Now, again, even though they... U.S. officials are saying that this submarine is does not have nuclear weapons equipped with it. However, it does carry, these warships are carrying highly advanced hypersonic missiles that have a range over 1,000 kilometers. Quote, the Admiral Gorshkov is armed with new Zircon hypersonic missiles. The weapon has been designed to arm Russian cruisers, frigates, and submarines. It could be used against both enemy ships and ground targets. Again, Russian President Vladimir Putin has touted that Zircon is a potent weapon capable of penetrating any existing anti-missile defenses by flying nine times faster than the speed of sound at a range of more than 1,000 kilometers or over 620 miles. Even though the Admiral Gorshkov is not carrying nukes at the moment, Zircon hypersonic missiles are capable of delivering nuclear payloads. If Zircon hypersonic missiles are launched from a Russian warship positioned just off the East Coast, they would start hitting targets inside the U.S. in just a matter of moments. So what is this all about? Again, Russia has given us a clear indication to U.S. officials, the White House, the Biden administration, that you are pushing this too far. We've told you, stay out of it. Don't supply weapons to Ukraine. And when you do this, you are pushing your country closer and closer to a nuclear confrontation. Now, this report also comes on the heels of the head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, who came out and warned that he intends to create what he called a hellscape for the Chinese if they pull the trigger on an invasion of Taiwan. Quote, let me read this. The U.S. military is planning to create a hellscape of drones in the Taiwan Strait if China decides to move in to attack Taiwan. And this is this year, the top U.S. military commander in the region recently told the Washington Post. He went on to say that thousands of drones, unmanned submarines, and drone boats into the strait will be poured into the strait to buy time for the U.S. and Taiwan to prepare a defense of the island. Quote, I want to turn the Taiwan Strait into an unmanned hellscape using a number of classified capabilities so that I can make their lives utterly miserable for a month, which buys me the time for the rest of everything. Again, this came from the head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Now, this also comes on the head of the president of Serbia, who recently warned that, listen what he says here, quote, we will have World War III within 3 to 4 months. This is very disturbing. According, and this is from Hal Turner radio show, so we want to give the credit there. Again, the president of Serbia made this statement. He gave a television interview, again, that was mentioned on recently on the Hal Turner's radio show, wherein which he plainly stated that, quote, we will have world war within 3 to 4 months, even maybe sooner. He went on to say his people are being told to check their flour, their sugar, and their food supplies and prepare. Now, remember, he's not the only one making these statements, guys. Remember, there was also people in the United Kingdom making this statement, and other nations have also been telling their country to prepare. He outlines very clearly what is at stake for the collective West as it relates to the ongoing Ukraine-Russia conflict, and how if the West loses, it falls apart politically and loses respect of the entire world. But if Russia loses, their country will no longer exist as it is shaped today. And then there was, if I'm going to refresh your memory. We reported on this last year. If you guys are new to the program, you may not have remembered this, but we did discuss this and we talked about this. I want to read this article, and as you can see the date here, if you're watching the visual of this, if you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, this was reported on June 14th. So it's almost a year to the date. Almost nearly a year ago to this day, 2023, I want to read this. One nuclear-armed Poseidon torpedo could decimate a coastal city, and Russia wants 30 of them. All right, I want to read a little bit of this. Imagine finding yourself on a serene seashore only to realize that a catastrophic tsunami is imminent. However, this is no ordinary tsunami. This is one that is radioactive. In January of last year, the Russian news agency TASS, reported that Russia had produced the first set of nuclear-powered, very long-range, nuclear-armed torpedoes known as Poseidon. Strategic experts are warning that the Poseidon torpedo would have, listen to this, the potential to devastate a coastal city. Hello, Florida. Cause radioactive floods and result in millions of deaths. I want to say that again. Come on, this is serious stuff, guys. Russia has in its possession these Poseidon long-range nuclear-armed torpedoes capable of producing radioactive tsunamis. In fact, this report says over the past few years, tabloid news outlets have painted a hauntingly vivid picture of a towering 1,000-foot-tall radioactive tsunami violently crashing into British shores, pulverizing everything in its path, and transforming whole cities into barren, lifeless lands. In ancient Greek mythology, Poseidon was revered as the god of the oceans, protector of sailors and those who worked or traveled at sea. In the current context, Poseidon takes on a different meaning, with a destructive weapon capable of causing catastrophic events. This Poseidon that Russia possesses was first revealed by the Russian Navy back in 2015 and was reportedly tested for the first time in November of 2016. Some of y'all remember this. The torpedo, a nuclear-powered underwater drone equipped with nuclear weapons, is designed to be launched from submarines. Are you hearing me? The first Poseidon is expected to be deployed by 2027. However, there is buzz that this new weapon is posed to shake the landscape of modern warfare, and this may owe less to its borrowed name than to some unmatched features, at least on paper. Let me give you a little bit of some technical stuff here. This thing is powered by a compact nuclear reactor. It is believed that Poseidon could travel at an unprecedented speed of about 185 kilometers per hour. It can have a range of approximately 10,000 kilometers and operate at depths of up to 1,000 meters. It is designed to evade detection evade detection by acoustic tracking devices and other traps. The Poseidon has a diameter of approximately 1.6 to 2 meters, particularly riveting its torpedo's devastating payload, a nuclear warhead with a likely yield of at least several megatons. For comparison, Russia's Tsar Bomba, the most powerful nuclear weapon ever tested, had an estimated blast yield of about 50 megatons. But some experts are saying that this weapon, this Poseidon, will be able to have the capability of 100 megatons. Now, I thought this was interesting when I was putting this research together. Yet another warning from seismologists has just come across the wire this week. Here's the headline. Quote, scientists warn that a 9.0 earthquake along the Cascadia subduction zone could send a 100-foot-tall tsunami slamming into the West Coast. Now, think about what we just talked about. Now, of course, you know, we're getting into a tectonic shift on a fault line producing, again, of a magnitude 9.0 that would cause or generate a tsunami of this magnitude. But again, I want you to go with me and think about a hypothesis for just a moment. What if we had a Russian nuclear sub with one of these Poseidon bombs, torpedoes, if you would, on its payload, in it, and it was to release this on a coast, and this could trigger and produce what they're saying is a 100-foot tsunami that would be radioactive. Now, according to a recent report, Russia has abruptly changed its nuclear drill scenario. This was yesterday, it was 2 days ago. It, again, abruptly changed its entire scenario, moving it closer to NATO borders. This comes a day after Moscow and its ally, Belarus, launched joint drills aimed at training their troops in tactical nuclear weapons. This also comes as a report has came across, this was yesterday we reported this, over 300,000 NATO troops on high readiness to tackle threat from Russia. This report indicates that NATO has now surpassed its goal of placing 300,000 troops on high readiness, a significant move in response to the threat from Russia. A senior alliance official told the Associated Press recently that this development comes as part of NATO's strategic overhaul following Russia's invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago in 2022. Quote, after Moscow's aggressive actions in Ukraine, NATO leaders committed to significantly boosting the number of forces ready for rapid deployment. The plan aimed to ensure commanders within the alliance could mobilize substantial troop numbers within 30 days. This move is considered a major shift in NATO's approach, reflecting the alliance's recognition of the heightened security risk in Europe and the need for rapid response capabilities. Here's another headline. Putin's fleet of warships in Cuba is direct warning to Biden. A direct warning to Biden. Sleepy Joe. Here's another report from Reuters. Russians are told to mobilize to inflict, quote, maximum harm on West in response to sanctions. Again, you can see the article was dated. This was posted yesterday. So this is only 24 hours old. And I'm going to read a little bit of this. One of Russia's top security officials called on Thursday for Russians to mobilize to inflict maximum harm on Western societies and infrastructure as payback. Look at this, as payback for increasingly tough sanctions being imposed on Moscow by the U.S. and its allies. What does this even mean? What does maximum harm mean? It says, again, I quote, on Western societies and its infrastructure. Wait a minute, stop. Remember how the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the CIA, all these agencies have been warning us about attacks and vulnerabilities to our infrastructure, our water supply, our grid, our power grid system, all this stuff. And here you are again, and here is a report that is stating that top Russian officials are calling on Russians to mobilize to cause maximum harm to Western societies and their infrastructure. I'm going to read this to you. Quote, We need to respond, not only the authorities, the state, but all our people in general. This, to me, this sounds like a war. This sounds like a declaration of war, does it not? After all, they, the U.S. and its crappy allies, have declared a war on us with rules. And by the way, we pointed this out last night on the Big Picture program when we was on there with Larry Ragland. For the first time in history, guys, Russia has declared the United States as an enemy of the state. Every day we should try to do maximum harm to those countries that have imposed the restrictions. Now, I want to pull this up so you can see this. I'm going to highlight this to you. Please, guys, share this with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. Get the word out there. Show them that we are in trying times. We're going to pray at the end of this program. Here it is. This was the call by Russian authorities. Harm their economies, their institutions, and their rulers. Harm the well-being of their citizens and their confidence in the future. And speaking of harming the U.S. economy, I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is breaking news as well. Saudi Arabia has recently exited its U.S. petrodollar deal. Let's look. What is this all about? The financial markets are bracing for disruption now that Saudi Arabia has decided not to renew its 50-year petrodollar partnership with the U.S. This opens the door for Saudi Arabia to sell oil and other goods instead of exclusively in the U.S. dollar and multiple other currencies, including the Chinese renminbi and euros, yen, and digital currencies such as Bitcoin. So this is a blow to the U.S. dollar. If you don't believe me, look at this. This is from Newsmax. Saudi Arabia's shift to other currencies is expected to hasten the global movement away from the dollar. The contract, originally signed on June 8, 1974, expired just a few days ago, although the petrodollar system was established in 1972 when the U.S. decoupled its currency from gold. The 74 security agreement that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia signed heralded close cooperation between the two countries by establishing two joint commissions, one on economic cooperation and the second on Saudi Arabia's military needs. And this is not a big shock, guys. Listen to this. Saudi Arabia recently announced it joined Project Enbridge to explore a multi-central bank digital currency, CBDC. Who didn't see that coming? Have we not been warning everyone? Have we not been telling you that? I believe this digital currency is going to pave the way for Revelation 13, the mark of the beast, that system of buying, selling, and trading. I believe this is, I have no doubt that a digital currency is the direction that we're going, and country after country after country is going to eventually jump on board with this. In fact, more than 26 nations are already Enbridge members, including Federal Reserve Bank of New York, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, European Central Bank, Reserve Bank of Australia, Bank of Israel, Bank of France, the Central Bank of Bahrain, Central Bank of Egypt, Central Bank of Jordan, the Bank of Namibia, and South African Reserve Bank. Hello. And then is it any wonder that there is all these banks that are in trouble in the U.S. and they're collapsing and they're falling through? Why? Because this is all going to pave the way for this CBDC or this central bank digital currency. And of course, North Korea, you don't think North Korea is just going to sit back and not get involved with their rhetoric either. According to this is all falling on the heels of what Russia just their actions taken off there off the coast of Florida. A major North Korean state-run organizations, multiple, are reportedly holding mandatory lectures on the importance of nuclear weapons. There's the N-word again. And a national focus on self-defense. Listen to this. In the face of aggression from the United States and South Korea. Look at here. Quote, while the U.S. and its South Korean puppets are preparing a war of aggression against DPRK, or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the leadership of the Marshall, which is Kim, has turned the DPRK into a, quote, nuclear power that one can hope to defeat. The messaging goes according to the lecture. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is North Korea's official name. So again, So North Korea is involved with threatening. China is involved with threatening. Russia is involved with threatening. Iran is involved in threatening. Do you not see this collaboration of nations that are all forming this confederacy with all the same desire at hand, and that is to completely annihilate the West? Now, in direct response to this, the United States reportedly deployed a nuclear submarine to Gitmo as Russian warships again gather for Caribbean exercises. Now, I want to take a pause for a second, and I want you to kind of just recap everything that we've talked about. I want you to process this. That's why I said we're going to pause for a second. I want you to process all this. Think about everything we've just discussed today. Think about the threats that are happening from Russia. Look at the maneuvers they're taking. Look at the promises they're making and what they have warned us. And look at, you have North Korea making these threats. You have China that is making these threats. You have all this stuff coming together. And when I was putting this together, again, it always comes to my mind, just different dreams by multiple individuals, including myself. In fact, I found this. I want to pull this up. So I'm going to give you some context before I push the play button on this. I'm going to do a reaction to my own video. This was a vivid, full color, three dimensional dream that I had back on Thursday morning, August 20th, 2015, approximately somewhere between 5:45 and 6 a.m. Eastern. This is all documented. This is the actual video of me. Some of you guys will remember when I released this live and I had this dream. And back then, in 2015, this scenario was not even in the radar. Sure, there was some rhetoric here and there, but nowhere like it is now. Nowhere. The Ukraine was not in a war with Russia. Putin was not threatening the West. Putin was not declaring the West and especially America as a enemy of the state. None of that. Okay. So I want to push play in here and I want you to listen carefully. This is what I saw again in a dream on August 20th, 2015.
And this is an image of America being invaded. And in this image, they're being invaded from the West and from the East. But in the dream, I saw a map just like this. Now, I didn't see these towers right here, so this wasn't in there. But I saw from the West, from the East, and from the North. There was nothing coming from the South. Okay? In this dream, I heard the newscast. The news broadcaster said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing extraordinary events that are taking place in America. It is apparent that we are being invaded." And I heard this in my dream. And he said, "If there was ever a time to pray, it would be now." That's all I heard in this dream. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Ready? Again, I saw there was an invasion coming from the West, from the East, and it was coming from the North. And it was, and I want to say this, this is where it became detailed. It was air and sea. Again, let me say that again. It was air and sea. I saw bombers and warships, submarines. Again, warships, submarines, and bombers. It was coming from, again, it was on the news. We were sitting here watching this on the news, and you could see them coming in from the West. They were coming in from the East, and they were coming in from the North. There was nothing coming in from the South. Now, guys, here's where it gets chilling. Again, I'm not going to add, you know, I don't want to add anything to this, but what I saw on, this is where it gets a little chilling. Again, when I saw the, again, it was from sea and air. I saw bombers, submarines, and warships that were coming in, and for whatever reason, when I saw the, you know, these different types of military vehicles and so on and so forth, when they were like zoomed in, it was amplified to me. And this is what I saw. I saw the colors on the nation that was invading us. I was permitted to see the colors, and this is what I saw, guys. That is the colors, and everybody knows what that is. That was very bold. It was bright. And I saw those, this color, this is the color of Russia's flag. And I saw this when it was coming from the, again, from the west, the east, and from the north.
All right, so again, that was a dream that I had nearly 10 years ago. And I remember it, just listening to that again and watching that again, it just gave me chills because I was living in Cleveland, Tennessee at that point, at that time when I had that. And I remember it. I woke up out of that dream. And man, you don't need a cup of coffee to wake you up when you have a dream like that. And I remember, and every time when something like, the, you know, when we get closer and closer to this, the actual fulfillment of this, I get, it gives me more and more chills just knowing about this. And again, and I'm aware, guys, that there is others of, there's other men of God who's had visions and warnings. One of them is Henry Groover. He had a vision of the Russians attacking the United States. Let me read this. This was in December 14th, 1985 is when he had this. Quote, I was in Wales on December the 14th, 1985. I went up on the top of Eagle Tower in the Cameravon Castle. I don't know how you pronounce that. It had 8 points on it. Each of the points on it were eroded eagles. This castle was built in the 12th century. He went on and says, I was overlooking the Irish Sea towards the North Sea, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the tip of Scotland, Greenland, Iceland, and that area. All of a sudden, I was up above the earth, looking down upon the earth like a globe. As I looked down on the earth, I saw all these massive amount of all kinds of ships and airplanes. That's what stunned me too, guys, because honestly, I didn't even know about this man's vision until after I had my dream. And people was like, have you heard Henry Groover's vision? Have you heard it? Have you heard it? I said, no, I've not. What is it? And they led me to this. And I was stunned when he saw ships and airplanes, sea and air, the invasion. I'm going to read on. They were coming from up above Norway out of this inlet. They headed down between the U.S. and Europe. They literally covered the whole Atlantic. Then I wanted to see what was happening to the U.S. I looked over on the globe at the U.S. I saw coming out of the U.S. these radio communication towers. I saw, and by the way, the visual I brought up a while ago, guys, that was I got that from his dream, his vision. Not a dream. I saw the jagged lines like they draw to show the communications are coming out. All of a sudden, as I was looking down on them, they began to sprinkle down on the earth like dust. I thought, oh no, they're not getting through. They're not getting through. They don't know what's happening. They're totally oblivious. That's frightening in itself, guys, because if an EMP was launched, it would knock out all communications and they would have the capability to come in by stealth. Have you ever heard of Red Dawn? This is a Red Dawn scenario. Then I begin to see all these submarines emerging from under the surface. I was surprised at how close they were to our borders. Hello, they were in our territorial waters. Then I saw the missiles come out of them. Could it be Poseidon missiles? Could Henry Groover have seen that? They hit eastern coastal cities. Remember, Poseidon missiles have the capability to hit coastlands of the West and cause, again, radioactive tsunamis. But Groover said, I saw them hit eastern coastal cities in the U.S. I looked over across the country where my family was over in the northwest side, and I saw the submarines. I saw the missiles coming out and hitting the western coastal cities. I cried out and said, oh, God, oh, God. When will this be, and what shall be the sign of its coming? And I heard an audible voice speak to me and say, listen to this, quote, when Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go, the free world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, and feeding, and caring for the masses, and will let down their weapons and cry peace and safety. Then sudden destruction will come. Then is when it will come. I'm going to say that again. Notice he equates peace and safety and sudden destruction, just like Paul told in Thessalonica. He told the church of Thessalonica the same scenario. Now, I'm not saying that the Russia attack in the U.S. is going to fulfill 1 Thessalonians where it says peace and safety and sudden destruction. Because I believe when it comes to something like that, guys, it can, that prophecy can be equated to multiple scenarios. And I believe it's a clue that God gives us that when we hear the nations of the world and its leaders cry peace and safety, then you will always know that it will be followed by sudden destruction. And we could go back to the time of Hitler, the Holocaust. We could talk about World War II, World War I, World War II, all these other wars that we have a point of reference to that we could fit that bill as well. So this is very intriguing to me. There was also, now this man of God, I'm not going to give his name out of wisdom, okay? But he was a man of God. He's no longer with us today. But he wrote, there was a series of journals he wrote. He had visions, dreams. This man heard from God. He would tell you, if he told you something, it was, you could take it to the bank. It was going to happen. God used him in signs, wonders, miracles. I'm not going to read all of this. I'm only going to read one paragraph. But this man, before he died, he had the Lord gave him a vision. And this man, the Lord spoke to him to write this down, and I want to read this to you, just one little paragraph, and that's all I'm going to say. Russia will strike a major American city with nuclear attacks without warning. They will have a naval fleet that is hiding near Bermuda and Haiti. They also will be 25 miles of the Baltimore-Chesapeake Bay area. They will go undetected because of heavy sea traffic. There will also be one sub about 2 miles off the Boston area and one off the Florida coast. Guys, this man had this vision years, decades ago. And here we are today with a nuclear-capable Russian submarine off the coast of Florida. This is chilling. And he saw this. They will perfect a system that they believe will enable themselves to go undetected by American forces. Hello, Poseidon technology. That's what we're talking about. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of this, but that's enough to come on. That's enough to wake you up. That's enough to get the intercessors on their knees and praying and interceding for our country. Friends, we are heading into very dangerous times. And this is why I've called, you know, this is why I wanted to do this update today. And this is why I'm calling on every intercessor and every prayer warrior to begin to really, truly pray for our nation, our country. Because I'm telling you, friends, if God does not intervene, if things do not change the direction, the course that we're going, I'm telling you, there is troubling times ahead, and we could be in deep trouble. William Branham, he had seven visions of the Lord. Five of the seven has all been fulfilled. There's only two more left to be fulfilled. One is there will be a woman in a position of leadership over America before the coming of the Lord. And the seventh vision was, as far as he could see across America, it was left in ruins. And in his own commentary, Branham said that he believed he was seeing the results of a nuclear holocaust that struck America by the Russians. Now, you couple this with all the weird stuff going on, and you're going to see why I'm saying this. I'm talking about the deep fakes, artificial intelligence. They've all been warning us about this. And if this gets into the wrong hands and they are able to produce one of the greatest deceptions to deceive entire masses of civilizations, friends, then literally somebody could get up claiming to be President Biden, Trump, Putin, whoever, and make statements and actually make declarations of war and put us right into to World War III. There was this video I saw. I thought this was extremely intriguing, and I want to share this with you. We're going to do a reaction video on this. And I want to show you, this is a perfect example of this. I would love to hear you guys' comments on this. So let's watch this together. Here we go. Ready?
Play this now. Close.
Have all
people are now. Yeah, this is Ed Krasenstein that we had on the podcast.
When is this?
He just posted this 2 days ago.
Okay.
People are now claiming that Joe Biden has a different skin color on his neck The absurdities never stop. Okay, play this clip and just watch.
Watch this, guys.
Is that you have to you have to talk the same way.
Look at the neck.
And the market is that if you have all of the tax breaks, essentially all the tax.
Now they're talking about right here. You see this, guys? Right here. Now somebody will say, "Well, it's the shadow." No, 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 no. Keep watching, because I watched this whole clip and they addressed this, but this is so bizarre. And this is why I wanted to share this. Let's watch this. Listen to this.
Tax breaks. All is that shadow? The benefits.
I don't know.
To the top.
Look at that.
It's not shadow. Shadow doesn't move.
Is the lady back even moving?
Wealth, including going back to the Great Depression.
That is.
So it looks like,
and so one of the weird things that worries me most about that, so now, John,
is that AI creation?
What there is, now close it. Close it. Now go to the comment section, okay? Zoom in and say something for sure is going on, bro. Explain this, right? It's go a little lower. It's the lighting.
And the shadow.
And the shadow is color. It's definitely not lighting. Okay, keep going lower. 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 You'll see more. This one here. What would you call it? Go to the bottom one with the picture. What would you call it? Okay. So go a little lower. Go a little lower. Now, and then look at this one here. This is the worst one. What is that?
That doesn't look like light.
What is that? That doesn't give me AI vibes because it's moving, Tom. So if you go back up at the top, Rob, and play the clip again when the neck is moving, let it just move. Yeah, leave it alone. Watch this.
All of the tax breaks, essentially all the tax breaks.
That's moving
all
naturally.
All of the benefits flowing to the top 0.1%.
Okay. That almost looks like it's a different tan.
Including going back to the Great Depression. Right?
Okay.
Ever.
So you can pause it here now. Few years ago, 10 years ago, I had somebody very interesting.
Now listen to what he's about to tell you here. This is just so weird, bizarre, chilling, whatever you want to call it. But again, the reason why I'm showing you this is that it all pulls into this same message today.
Thing on the podcast. Her name was Jonah Mendez. If you can pull up who Jonah Mendez is, Jonah Mendez was the former disguise officer of the CIA, okay? And her job was to make, you know, different types of masks of people to make it look real. Do me a favor, Rob, if you can, go back to where you were at, and go to the top where you Googled her name and type in Bush. Just type in Bush and then go to images. Yeah, right there. And then go to images. She's standing next to Bush, hanging on, holding a mask. It's the one right there, Rob. Go a little bit to the left of the image, the big one you put up. No, the big one you put up, meaning like it's to the left. Rob, right there. It's right in the middle of the screen. Right in the middle of the screen, Rob. No, Rob. Right there. Okay, zoom in a little bit on that picture. That's her showing the entire time she's talking to Bush, she had a mask on, and Bush didn't recognize her.
Holy crap.
Until she took it off. And she says, no, that wasn't me. That was the mask we made. And by the way, this mask that Jonah Mendez made was when President Bush was president. How long?
Think about that. They were able to create a mask that looks so realistic that it fooled the leader of the United States of America at that time. He couldn't even recognize that it was a mask on. And that was back in the 80s, friend. That was back in the 80s. Think about the technology we have today in light of that. If that fooled the leader of the United States of America, the highest person of office in that time in the 80s, and they were able to pull that off, think about now with what we have today.
How long ago was it when President Bush was president?
Oh, my God.
Senior, what year is it, Tom?
88 to 92. So Clinton was 92 to
2000, and then 2001, which is George Bush, right? So how much better you think we've gotten at making these masks from then to now?
Exactly.
How much better you think we've gotten better at that, right?
So 500 times.
Yeah, when I had her on and she told me she was the chief disguise officer of CIA and how she would make, her and her team would make these types of masks, and I would ask her, I said, how many doubles are there? Are there doubles? You'd be surprised. What do people do for, again, Saddam Hussein double, all these other people doubles? Some people are claiming, allegedly,
now listen to this.
That is a double. Because There's no way on one end. Let's do this one more time because we didn't even pay attention that we were looking at the guy's neck.
Now I realize we're going off the beaten path. We're going onto a path of quote-unquote conspiracy theories. And you guys know I don't do this often, but this is a big deal. If this is happening, guys, and this is true, and this is really happening, this is absolutely a game changer. And all of this is going to play into where we're headed. I want you to, again, please take the moment and process this. Think about the elections coming up. If this technology is being used before our eyes and they're using these shenanigans right now to fool the masses and deceive people and pull blinders over the eyes, of their eyes and making these statements and making these press conferences and you're putting a face on somebody else's body and you're doing a voice over and it's not really them. I mean, this is absolutely, this is what we've got to look for. And by the way, while we're on this topic, this is from NBC News that came out today. An AI candidate, not even a real person, not a human, an AI candidate is running for parliament in the United Kingdom. And the statement is that AI can humanize politics. So think about that, friends, an AI candidate is now on the ballot and is running for parliament in the UK. This is where we are in 2024. All right, now let's get back to this video.
Rob, can you go back to the clip of President Biden mumbling? You know, the one that you put up, the first one you put up. So this is President Biden mumbling. Just listen to him speaking and see if this sounds normal. Play this clip.
No, she knew so long as she was denied.
Yeah, it sounds normal.
Okay, you can pause it right there. Now go to the other clip of people reacting to saying there's no way this is the same man and see how he speaks in this clip. Audio.
You have to write the market a little bit here. Mm-hmm. And the market is that if you have all of the tax breaks,
very clear,
all the tax breaks, all of the benefits flowing to the top 0.1%.
You can pause it. Listen, to me, my eyes, one is not like the other. Something sounds strange, and this is her. Is this her talking about how she made it, Rob? Yeah. Play this clip. Go for it.
Back to our disguise labs.
Listen to this.
Robert Langley, and we invented a whole new genre of masks. Masks that are so good, that are so realistic, that you can actually get up close and have a personal contact with someone for an extended period of time. Dude. They're good enough that you can brief the President of the United States in the Oval Office wearing a mask. And he isn't sure if it's you or if it's someone else.
Whoa, stop. So with this technology and with this information out there, this is what fuels, listen to me, this is what fuels the conspiracies of, is this the technology that's already being used by high-profile figures that have turned up missing, that have died, they've gone off the radar, and they're still, you know, there's a bit, guys, you realize there's a huge conspiracy about certain musicians and artists, celebrities, and they claim that they've died years ago. They've been missing. They were gone. They were taken out. And now this is what has filled their shoes, and they're not the same person. And people claim there's no way that's the same individual. Their attributes are different. Their characteristics are different. Their sign, their body language is different. They sound a little bit different. I'm just saying, guys, I don't want you to, everybody to put on a tinfoil hat, but I'm telling you to deny that the technology is not here to do this. The deep fakes, these masks that's been invented, that's been around since the 80s, that was that realistic? Again, what would they look like today if they were that realistic then? These voiceovers, I mean, it's no secret. The authorities have warned that people are these criminals are coming in and they're doing voiceovers on people and change and using their voice. AI is changing and contorting their voice to be able to con people and to hack into people's accounts, do all kinds of stuff You've got, you know, it just goes on and on and on of this technology out there already available.
Those masks were the beginning of a whole new generation of work that we did at the CIA. Once we could make these masks that fit you so well, then we discovered we could make a twin. We could make another you. There could be two of you.
This is the chief disguise officer of the CIA.
Right.
Usually one extra was all we needed.
So, watch it.
God bless you all and may God protect our troops.
But that's only the tip of the iceberg. As longtime CIA lawyer John Rizzo tells it, the relationship between the spy agency and La La Land is quite cozy. In his new book, Company Men. Right.
I sent Rob two separate videos on Slack. Pat, and by the way, this isn't a conspiracy. The technology is there. This is the head girl at the CIA. Just look at Joe Biden throughout the years. Look how different.
Look at this, guys. Watch this.
That guy compared to that guy. Are you kidding? Guys, don't lie to yourself. That does not look like the same guy. And there was one when he was on the plane with John Kirby. His chin, it was a double chin. Then he has a different chin in that one.
The nut chin.
The nut chin, the Balchinian. It just looks like, I understand people age and they get different faces, but this is ridiculous. This is just.
I don't know for a fact what's going on. But what I do know, is that when I interviewed the former chief disguise officer of the CIA, she specifically told me that they made these masks so good. This is 30 years ago that it fooled the leader of the free world, George Bush Sr.
Wow.
So if it can fool a man that's one out of billions of people becomes a president, if it can fool the leader of billions of people, don't you think you can fool the average day-to-day people?
100%.
Person? Yeah, it's the same person.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Look at that.
You know, it just looks a little bit weird here. Adam.
Now you say, well, what's the big deal about that, Brother Ricky? Why is that even relevant to us? Here's why it's relevant to you. Remember, guys, Revelation 13, Antichrist, false prophet, they'll be the duo. They will be the duo that comes to power. They will rise up. They will be the head of this new world order, this new global system of buying, selling, and trading. It will have nations that will be surrendering their sovereignty to this system. They'll have all the weapons. They'll have the technology. They will create an image, an icon that will both speak and live and cause the masses to worship it. It will, again, speak and live. It's all here, friends. Everything is getting more and more clear. As every year goes by, the glass that's darkly and that you can't hardly see through it, it's becoming more and more clear. It's getting less murky, and we're able to see and we're able to perceive what is coming in the days ahead. And I'm telling you, this technology, it is already here. It's already at work. And I believe this could cause nations to be manipulated, watch this, and controlled by somebody behind the scenes pulling the strings to produce what they want, the narrative, the circumstances, and the situations that benefit them and their agenda. And I'm going to leave it there with that. And here's what I want to do, guys. Before we're going to get into some prayer about all of what we talked about today. Before we do that, I want to encourage you to download our free app. If you've not gotten our free app today, you can do it easily by going to the App Store. Again, depends on what you have. Apple, Android, go to your Play Store, download the free app today, get it today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to get every headline, every podcast right at your fingertips. Also, if this ministry is a source of blessing, encouraging, equipping, information, I know we've not done a lot of equipping messages this week. It's been a lot of information overload and just getting you up to par, but we do equip here. We encourage you. We edify you. If you're blessed by our ministry, week after week after week, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or the main website, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Now, guys, we want to give you this information not to make you nervous, not to fill you with anxiety or to worry you or to put you in fear. That's not our agenda. That's not what we want to do. You should take this information and you should go to your prayer closet with it. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to intercede. This is all we can do, friends, is we know, we inform ourselves and we hit our knees and we pray and we intercede on the behalf of our nation and the circumstances in which we are facing. Okay, so let's pray right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to you today. And Father, our hearts, Lord God, are weighed down. We are living in troubled times. Father, we see that the threat that is emerging upon our nation in the West, Lord, this multi-front threat that's coming from not only Russia but from North Korea and from Iran and from China. We see that the enemies of our nation are in a collaboration together. They're forming a coalition. They're with one agenda, and that is to bring the West down for them to achieve their new global world order agenda. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, that, Lord, you would have mercy upon the West, that you would sustain us until it is time for us to get out of the way. We know that we cannot stop Bible prophecy, but, Lord, we can hinder it. We can delay it through intercession and through prayer. For you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sins and their wicked ways, then shall you hear from heaven and heal their land. We got to turn back to you, God. And I pray that we do that through humbling ourselves, through repentance, through turning from our wicked ways and turning back to the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, I pray that you, Lord God, would highlight every assignment of hell and the evil one. Lord, I know many times just because an individual gets a vision or a dream or a warning from the Lord, it doesn't necessarily mean that it will be fulfilled. Many times God will give us a dream. He'll give us a warning. He'll give us a check in our spirit so that we can pray against these things, that we can prevent these things. So Lord, I pray that be the case, Lord, all these dreams, all these visions, I pray, Father, that it would provoke us to intercede and pray like never before in Jesus' name. Father, I just declare that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Lord, I know enough of the word to know that there is always a remnant. There's a remnant in every state of America, every state, wherever you are, in whatever state you're in, there is a remnant, you included, that are standing for righteousness, that's standing in the gap, making up the hedge, and standing for the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Your heart is grieved over the wickedness of our nation. It's grieved over the turning away from the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I believe that God sees you and knows that you are part of this remnant. For your Bible says that he makes a distinction between those that serve him and those who do not. Malachi says that he will spare us like a man spares his precious jewels on that day when he makes up those precious jewels. So, Lord, I remind you of that, Father. I thank you for your angelic protection. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. We plead that blood and we apply that blood by faith over our homes, over our families, and over our neighborhoods and all that we have. And, Lord, we just give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor today. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, guys, we're going to sign off for this weekend. I hope you've had a great week of podcasting. We will be right back here, Lord willing. We plan on being back on Monday night, same time, same place, same channel, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a great program. Don't know what we're going to talk about tonight or Monday night, but we'll pray about it. We'll see what the Lord would have for us to do. It'll be, either way, it's going to inform you. It's going to equip you. It's going to encourage you or whatever. But we pray that you will come back. All of you new folks that have joined us, we pray that we see you back on Monday. And again, guys, don't forget, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification so that you can be informed of every podcast when it's readily available. So God bless. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.